We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Robin Cole joining us for this segment here, the next couple segments. She's from Pawnee Mental Health, Executive Director. Thanks for being here.
Hi, good morning, Brandon.
It's good to have you back. I know we've had to reschedule the last couple months here with holidays, but it's nice that we can get you out here on a Friday.
Yep, I'm not usually here on Fridays, but it's a good way to end the week.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And, you know, it's been a busy year for Pawnee Mental Health in 2019, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been a busy, amazing, good year for Pawnee Mental Health. We've had so many exciting things happen this last year. So, for me, when I sort of break it down into categories, I think about it in terms of the new programs that we've been able to offer to the community this last year, as well as new initiatives we've been able to start that have been a result of being awarded different grants, and then just new things that we've been doing in terms of increasing the awareness of the community about both the services that Pawnee Mental Health provides and the needs that Pawnee Mental Health has to be able to effectively meet the needs of our communities.
You had a number of grants come in here this year, big dollar grants.
Yes. And probably the two, actually there's three really notable grants that we were awarded this year. One of those notable grants was a grant that allowed for us to train our entire staff of therapists across our whole 10 counties in an evidence-based treatment approach called trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapy. And this grant and the training that was available to our staff was made possible because of funding from three different organizations: Centene, which is the managed behavioral healthcare organization, or one of the three managed behavioral healthcare organizations that is over Medicaid in the state of Kansas, provided training. The Kansas Health Foundation and the Deal Family Foundation provided this training that will equip our entire clinical master's level therapy staff in this evidence-based approach that was originally designed to work with children who had been sexually abused. And this trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapy approach has been tested over the years. It's been found to be an evidence-based technique that is not only effective in working with children who have sexual abuse histories, but also in working with their families and in working with other forms of trauma as well. So our staff received a 16-hour face-to-face training this last November. And then in 2020, they will be completing a series of certification consultation calls that'll happen on a monthly basis, where they have an opportunity to make sure that what they're doing continues to line up with the concepts and the principles that they were taught in the training. They'll have opportunities to staff cases that they're working on for the purposes of maintaining the fidelity to the model. And so we're really excited about the expertise that this award is bringing to not only the listening area, but Pawnee's whole 10 counties. So that was a very, I think, significant grant award that we received. We also, this last year, received a $495,000 grant from the USDA. This was a distance learning and telemedicine grant that was awarded to Pawnee Mental Health for us to be able to expand our telemedicine services into three of our more rural counties. And so this telemedicine grant will allow us to buy the equipment that we need to be able to increase access to telepsychiatry services in Jewell, Mitchell, and Washington counties. The grant provides funds for us to install equipment here in Riley County, also in Geary County, and it is from that that we'll be able to extend our reach into those remote counties. We're already in those counties, but we are only present there one day a week. And so having this equipment will allow us to improve the access to services for those residents more than one day a week. What they'll do is they'll go to their local county health department or the Pawnee Mental Health Office, whichever one is open on the day that they need the services, and we'll be able to schedule appointments with them, as they need access to those services. So that, in many ways, is a real game changer for us. I think that it is also the future of not only mental health care, but health care in general, particularly for our communities that, are designated as frontier and rural. It's just difficult to recruit professionals, and it doesn't matter what category of healthcare professional we're talking about, whether we're talking about mental health or other physical health. And so because it's increasingly difficult to meet the needs of people, telemedicine is going to, I think, be increasingly present and a tool that we see used more and more.
Well, and those folks who live out in those rural areas, they may not get the help they need simply because it's too far to go, and sometimes they have maybe cases that are untreated or undiagnosed, and so this is going to help with that too.
Absolutely, and so we're really excited about the opportunities that'll present for us. We also, so those are the two big grant areas. We also saw programmatically two very significant developments in 2019. One of those was the development of a crisis intervention training council. And I have to acknowledge that it's a result of years of cooperation and conversation with the Riley County Police Department. And the CIT Council itself is actually a Riley County Police Department initiative because it is an initiative that is for first responders as they're encountering individuals in the community who have mental health problems. It's something we've been talking about for years. They've been talking about it for years. But it wasn't until February of 2019 that we convened our first meeting of the CIT Council. And so we've been meeting with Riley County Police Department, Pawnee Mental Health, other community stakeholders, including the courts, community corrections, our hospital, to move forward with this initiative that is meant to improve the handling of and the safety of both our law enforcement officers, individuals who they work with in the community, and then, of course, the community at large. And part of what's so exciting about this, too, is that the CIT Council is working on planning a CIT training in 2020 this will be a 40-hour training that will educate, inform, and equip first responders not only in Riley County but in other areas within our service area in how to work with individuals in the community with mental illnesses. So that's been a very exciting development this past year. And then, of course, the program development that has probably got the most attention this past year was the opening of the Crisis Stabilization Center here in Manhattan on November 4th. That, of course, was also the result of many years of conversation and discussion and planning, and it came together after the state of Kansas awarded Pawnee a $725,000 grant in 2018 to start up or to help cover costs of starting up a facility. And we broke the, we called it a groundbreaking, but it really was a wall breaking. We had a wall breaking in April of 2019, and then with the help of Architect One and BHS Construction and their subcontractors completed the gutting and remodeling of the space at 1558 Hayes Drive so that we were in time to open up. It was 6 months to the date that we held our open house, and we were able to open that facility and show it to the public. And so that just simply would not have been possible without the recognition of need and without the cooperation of so many community stakeholders. And we certainly are delighted that we're able now to provide that level of care here in Manhattan, Riley County, and in the 10 counties that we serve in North Central Kansas.
Yeah, wonderful facility, great addition to our community here. I know a lot of folks are happy to have it here. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health after this on KMAN.